from Appleton, Wisconsin. This is the Anderson Pens Podcast. Welcome to Anderson Pens Podcast, episode 441 for Thursday, May 26th, 2022.
This week we have banter news updates, my ink of the week, new premium Parker 51s, collectible Blackwing pencils, two new Penlux pens, a high-flying Retro 51, more Tasha ink than you can shake a dip pen nib at, a contest winner, a new contest, plus gorgeous new pro gear that I am looking forward to, plus it's coming soon. What do you got for me? You have something different, right?
You know, I had a joke.
Had, past tense.
I had a joke.
Oh, this is part of it, isn't it?
About time travel. Yeah, you didn't like it.
I didn't like it, yeah. Didn't like it the last time either. Well, speaking of time, what do you get when you allow dinosaurs to drive?
I a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Exactly. You're not supposed to steal my punchline, but cut! Mr. Anderson, do you remember recently in a Sunday brunch I asked you to name four?
Yes.
For what?
Museums.
All within two blocks of Anderson Penn. And I think I had to say the one in this building.
Yes, that was the only one I didn't get right.
That is today's. Yes. No, you couldn't remember Trout either.
I couldn't remember Trout. Okay, well, I knew it was there.
Today's location bumper is the Building for Kids Children Museum, which is on the other end of this building.
Literally in the building, yeah.
Literally. It is a nonprofit, play-based children's museum with diverse hands-on exhibits for kids ages 7 and under. I've never been inside.
Well, you're not 7 and
no,
under.
No, you can't get in without a kid. I have to borrow a kid.
You need to borrow kids, yeah.
You ever been in there?
Nope.
Their mission is to
inspire. I'm over 7.
Are you over 7? to inspire discovery and build resilience through intergenerational play-based learning and exploration of the arts, sciences, and humanities. Intergenerational? They deemed me in there.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's go.
You write a letter. Today.
Yes.
May 26th.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know today is National Paper Airplane Day? Good job, Justin. National Paper Airplane Day is an unofficial observance.
But I would imagine it would be.
Celebrated on May 26th each year in the United States to commemorate the simple aeronautical toy. Paper Airplane Day celebrations typically include social gatherings at which participants create and fly paper airplanes. So we've done that. Okay.
Social experiment.
There you go. This Saturday, I'm mentioning, for the benefit of Justin and everyone else, who happens to like hamburgers, because this Saturday, May 28th, is National Hamburger Day, sometimes known as National Burger Day. You celebrate this by eating a hamburger. How many hamburgers a year do Americans consume?
Millions.
Oh, it's bigger than a million.
Billions.
How many?
4 billion.
50 billion hamburgers a year. The average American eats a hamburger 3 times a week. I'm way below average.
You know, there's a guy who has eaten a Big Mac from McDonald's every day for like 50 years or something.
What's your source on that?
I was in the news the other day.
The news? Yes. Like Facebook?
Yeah. No, it was
Justin is saying it's true.
It's true, yeah.
Is it Justin?
He says the dude is tall and skinny and he eats like at least 1 to 2 Big Macs a day, every day.
Well, so he's responsible for much of this 50 billion.
Yes. He's eating like 32,000
I do not eat 3 hamburgers a week.
No.
I'm lucky, I think, if I do 3 a month.
Yeah.
And I like them.
Yeah.
It's not like I don't like them.
It's got to be a good burger, though. It's got to be, you know, the way we do it, you know, fresh over the grill in the summer.
They're good. They're very good. When is that? That's coming up.
Whenever you want.
Okay.
What are you doing tomorrow?
We're at the end of May.
Okay.
The next time we're here, it'll be June. And because we're at the end of May, I'm going to mention one last time that May is National Bike Month. I made you ride a bike.
Yes. I have bruises.
And not because you fell.
Not because I fell.
I have special announcements that I don't understand. The first special announcement is that you're closing Anderson Pens.
One day. Saturday, June 4th, the store will be closed.
Just the one in Appleton.
I need to attend a funeral, so
The we'll give you permission.
Well, store will be closed that
but,
day.
But people do tend to drive here from far away. So if you're planning that, do it the next weekend.
Yes, yes.
So that's Saturday, June 4th.
Saturday, June 4th, yes. We haven't had a day off.
That one day only.
In years, so.
Okay. So, but you're not closing the store.
No. Okay. No. That the store will just be closed that day because I can't get to where I need to be and come back.
No, perfectly understandable. I also have notes here that Cross and Schaefer, there's a price increase effective June 1st.
That's correct.
Do you know anything about that? Because that's all I've got.
There are some pens are going up a couple of dollars, like Schaefer 300s. There's a couple that are going up a couple of bucks. But then there are some pens.
There's Wanderlust. So
Wanderlust and the Icons are actually going up, taking a little bit more of a significant jump.
Okay. So get your Icons now.
So, yeah, if you're looking at something, now would be the time
to do
it. I like
those Icons. Yeah. I do like them. Yeah. And that's June 1st, I say, it's so far away. It's this Wednesday, this coming Wednesday. YouTube. Have you heard of YouTube?
I've heard of MyTube, YouTube.
Yeah. He's on fire today. Yesterday on YouTube, our YouTube channel, we posted a video that you made. It's your vintage mailer preview, and you did that because tomorrow? Friday, is the vintage mailer.
Yes.
Big one.
And yeah, it's fresh stuff. That has not been
seen. And there's over 150. And there's lots of pens.
Is there more than 150?
I think so.
Okay, well. yes. So there is. A lot of Estabrooks. There's some nice Parkers. There's some ballpoints. There's some mechanical pencils. There's some nice vintage dual-fold mechanical pencils. So
I saw a Parker mechanical pencil in there.
There's several, yes.
It's a very nice
including Mandarin, Jade, and Big Red, including a couple in the senior size.
Because I know what you're talking about.
Well, they're big. They're big. They're desirable, lovely, good colors. So
that's tomorrow.
Yes.
Goes out via email. If you're subscribed to the mailing list, it also just appears on the website.
Yep. So when the mailer goes out at 9?
Yep.
Yeah. So
9 o'clock, 9 a.m. Central.
If you're local, you're welcome to stop in and take a look. But
yep. Also tomorrow on YouTube, we're publishing Steph's Top. What color is my shirt?
Pink.
Pink inks. Steph's Top Pink inks. And I don't usually like spoilers, but I'm going to spoil this one because it's going to include everyone's favorite pink ink. You know what that is? Colorverse. Fabulous.
Oh, I was going to say Kosamusu.
Las Vegas.
Oh, Fabulous Las Vegas.
We had it once on the Sunday brunch.
Oh, yeah.
Last Sunday, we published Anderson Penn's Sunday Brunch Menu 8. That was one I did with Lisa because you were gone. We talked all about paper and fountain pens.
Mm-hmm.
And this coming Sunday, we'll publish Sunday Brunch Menu 9, which will include fountain pen filling systems, Part 1. And I think we're probably going to cover the following, like a cartridge converter, a glass cartridge, piston filler, vacuumatic, aerometric, snorkel filler, touchdown filler, Schaefer vac, bulb filler, switch filler, push knob filler, and twist filler. And that's only Part 1.
That's part 1.
You'll have more after that.
Part 2 will be fun. I like, Part 1 is kind of mostly modern-ish.
Yeah, I think I'm familiar with many of these, although some I have no idea with the push knob filler. We'll find out.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
Good stuff.
Speaking of ink, were we talking about ink?
We are now. Absolutely.
I have an ink of the week. This one I cannot pronounce. Can you help me with it? It's that one, right?
Sailor, Yurimiko Amamoyoi.
Amamoyoi, that's what I say, and I don't know if it's right, but it's gorgeous. What do you think? I planted the bias in your mind.
Well, it's got some green, it's got lots of interesting colors. Pink, green.
They call it a dusty shade of green inspired by the rainy sky. I don't know about the rainy sky, but I think it's very complex.
It is.
If you look carefully at it, it has lots of colors.
Green, brown, red.
The handprint is green, as you can see, but that's because all the red stuck to my hand. And that's the second time that's happened. I don't know. I don't know why that happens, but that seems to be what inks do.
So if you put it on your hand, you're going to see more green.
And then you rinse your hand just with water, and it's red. All the other ink colors come off.
Interesting.
The more you look at this, the more you see. Does it match? Someone asked if it matched the Kaweco Sport Iridescent Pearl.
It's
and
a little
Justin
darker,
will show,
maybe, but that's.
I think it's a.
That's pretty good.
I think I put it in this pen. Yeah. I would put it in this pen. I'll have to tell Steph. Easy to read. What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not bad.
No show through, of course. Good flow, no feathering. Cleanup was, I'm going to say 7.
Okay. So
not as bad as some of them, but still red sticks to my hand for some reason. Available in 20 mil bottles. The little ice cube bottles.
Ice cubes, yeah.
And when we have them, 3 mil samples. But they go fast.
Yes.
They go fast.
Yeah. So there is more Yurimiko coming. It's been coming over to the U.S. in batches. So
Well, this is my second one.
Second bottle?
No, it's my second ink of the week.
Okay. Right.
And I'm very impressed. I like it.
Okay.
In fact, I'm going to have you... I'm going to have you do the quiz on Sunday brunch so that I can win the sample.
Okay, so you can win the sample. All right.
You better do a good job.
I'll study.
What's the best way to burn 1,000 calories? Leave the pizza in the oven.
You were excited when these came in.
Yes.
And I didn't even know they were coming in. I don't think we ever did a coming soon about them.
Oh.
You texted me and you said that they're gorgeous. You liked the colors. And we are talking about the Parker 51 Premium fountain pen and ballpoint.
Yes.
I didn't know they were coming in.
These are, I actually saw these and then we reached out to, I saw these in a European publication.
Oh.
And I reached out to our distributor and.
They had them.
And then they said, yeah, you can order those. And so here they are. There's 4 new Parker 51s. Once hailed as the world's most wanted pen, the Parker 51, first launched in 1941, was reintroduced in 2021. The Parker 51 Premium fountain pen retains the distinctive streamlined silhouette of the original. You'll find a hooded steel nib, an engraved stainless steel cap with conical jewel, and gold-plated accents. The familiar Parker arrow-shaped clip, the pen is very comfortable in the hand and uses a cartridge converter filling system. It is a proprietary cartridge and a Parker converter, and is available in turquoise, Forest Green, Rage Red, and Black.
Rage Red.
Rage Red, and available in fountain pen or ballpoint. And fountain pen steel nib choices are fine and medium.
And I believe it comes with one cartridge and the converter.
Yes.
Yeah,
it comes with the converter. So, but nice. Now, again, these are screw caps, but these caps are lovely.
These caps are very nice.
I really like this turquoise.
It does surprise me every time I pick one up and it's a screw cap.
Yes. I have to get like a little used to that. But
although that turquoise is nice.
The turquoise is nice. The cap. And these are engraved caps, too. They're not just like a laser etched. This green is lovely, too. It's not a laser etched thing. I mean, it's really, your fingernail will get caught on there.
It does get stuck.
Yeah, it's nice.
And the black one. Ballpoint, how do you actuate it?
These are twist.
Twist.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I really like the ballpoint. I think it's a beautiful weight. On it, and it's just a nice looking pen.
Did they make the original 51s in ballpoint? Did they even have ballpoints?
Pencils, for sure. Ballpoints would have been much later.
Here's the red one.
Here's the red.
Yeah. I think I'll take the turquoise.
Yeah, turquoise I think is great.
Yeah.
This is really one of the better designs. So.
And now I have an Aerometric.
Mm-hmm.
I got it from you, and it has a medium nib, and I'm very happy with the medium nib. Even though I generally like fine nibs.
Yep.
So I wonder if I would like a fine or a medium in this.
I think these are going to be fairly consistent with the original. Yeah. Maybe one of each.
One
yes.
of each?
That would be, yeah.
That way I can get the blue and the red.
And then you got to get the matching ballpoint.
I have enough ballpoints. Need a rollerball now. Something I'm excited about came in too, and it came in just as we were setting up for this podcast. Do you know what this is, Mr.
That Anderson? Is the Penlux Delgado in Cherry Blossom.
Cherry Blossom.
Limited edition.
Very limited.
Yes.
199 pieces worldwide, and I've got one in my hand. What do you know about these?
These, as spring unfolds, so too does the newest design in the Penlux Masterpiece Delgado series, the Cherry Blossom. Cherry blossoms bring the sweet delights of early spring to much of the world with their gentle pink and white blooms and refreshing floral scents. The Penlux Masterpiece Delgado Cherry Blossom takes these blooming colors and paints them into its elegant limited edition translucent pearly design that's nicely complemented by pink gold plated accents. All the details have been considered, from the Penlux logo embossed on the clip down to the nib, which also features the embossed Penlux logo and unique cutouts on both sides of the Flex version. Each pen also includes a sizable 50 milliliter bottle of Penlux Mo ink by Sailor in a deep royal blue. Let the shimmering sweetness of Penlux Masterpiece Delgado Cherry Blossom bring new ideas into full bloom on the page before you.
That is a big bottle of
yes,
ink.
Yes,
that
yes.
That is a big, nice square bottle of ink. I remember I like Mo inks.
We used to have a couple limited edition Mo inks, and they were lovely. Very, very nice. Yes.
This pen is gorgeous.
So it is limited edition. We did not receive our entire allocation. I think what we have right now are broads and 1.1 stubs.
That could work.
That's what we have. We may have some nibs on some Euploeas that we can swap in. So if you want something different.
Do they look like that?
They do. They are pink gold.
This pink gold works.
Yes.
By the way.
Yeah, that's very nice.
It's a nice choice on that.
And they're engraved on the back with the serial number on the back of the cap band. But if you're looking for something other than broader 1.1, you're probably going to have to give us a call or shoot us an email and see if we can swap something in for you. But
beautiful pen.
Yeah, nice, nice color.
I think you have another Penlux that just came in.
I do. And so this is...
Oh, I recognize that.
The Masterpiece Grande in Black Wave. It features a deep black resin body and cap with hints of shimmering, swirling silver, accented with silver trim. The stainless steel Yovo nib gives a smooth writing experience, and the oversized body with the piston filling system makes it a terrific value. A generous pen in your hand. Nib options on the Penlux Masterpiece Grande in Black Wave are fine, medium, broad, 1.1 stub. There is a flex nib option, and then there are also gold options.
I don't recall if it was mentioned, so I'll mention it now that the Cherry Blossom is also piston filler.
Yes.
These are both piston fillers, and there is a little bit of a size difference.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's not huge, but one is Grande, one is Delgado. This is a very handsome pen.
It's a nice looking pen. I like the variance in the light and dark sections on the pen.
Good job.
Yes.
Good
job. There is a steel flex nib option on this pen,
and by that you mean they've cut out the sides, the shoulders.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. They've cut out the shoulders, and that's the same price as a regular nib.
There's also a gold version of the flex nib.
Yes. Yeah. So there are some gold nib options, and then those essentially be special
orders.
Special
orders. So and an 18, I think. That 18, is non-flex.
Yeah, non-flex, 18 karat fine and medium, yep.
So much stuff.
Yep.
I got pretty boxes here.
Okay, what do you got?
I think I have Tasha inks.
We're moving on to ink?
I think so. Are these Tashas?
They are Tashas.
They're Tashas. I think there are two different sets within the set, right?
Yes.
There's
yes.
Utagawa, and who's the other guy?
Utamaro.
Kitagawa. Kitagawa and, you like this one.
Hiroshige.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't he the wave?
No, that's...
Oh, Kitagawa's a wave? Come on, help me out.
No.
Okay, they're influenced by
yes.
And
yes,
it's the same
yes,
technique,
yes,
those, whatever they call that. What colors do we have here?
Good question.
Good
literally
question.
Just got them in. So.
This one's black.
Apparently, I didn't
this
write
one
down.
Is black.
I didn't write down the colors.
We have talked about these before, and they are on the website.
Yes,
and they're Tashas, and we were expecting them, and they are gorgeous. I don't know that these colors are not going to say anything to me.
No,
but they changed the boxes.
They did, yes, so that the design goes straight up.
Right. So you used to buy two boxes, and each box had the design on two sides, and you put them together, and it made one design. Now you just have to open the box on your bookshelf.
Desk, yeah.
Because you get all the art there.
Yep.
Does this mean you don't have to buy two boxes?
I think two boxes are necessary.
I think you have to buy two of each, right?
Yes.
See, here's the color. Do you know what that means?
So that is Naka Murasaki. It's a shade of purple. Yeah.
Shade of purple.
Yeah. So there's a
here's
bunch
a shade of orange.
A bunch of purples in here too. So there's a Ume Murasaki.
It's a dark green,
which is kind of a lighter purple, and then most of the Hiroshige's are some kind of blue indigo color.
Your Japanese is improving leaps and bounds.
Is it? I don't know. Is it?
Well, you see that word and you say, oh, it's got to be a purple. Or is it because the label's purple?
No, it's okay. Murasaki. Like Murasaki Shikibu.
Shikibu? That's the one. Let's move on.
All right.
Retro 51, P-47, Zoom, in honor of Paper Zoom? Airplane Day. This is the P-47 Thunderbolt.
Wouldn't it have been funny for you to like...
throw in a pen?
Attach the pen?
Don't give me any ideas. It's a rollerball.
It is, yes. Capless roller.
Designed after the most popular World War II U.S. fighter plane, the P-57.
47?
Is it the 57 or the 47?
It's 47.
I don't know who wrote these. Give me a pen.
Here.
Okay. P-47.
P-47.
You're going to have to finish that because I'm going to get the giggles here.
The plane's rugged construction allowed it to withstand battle damage and still remain airworthy. The Retro 51 P-47 Thunderbolt is part of the vintage Metalsmith series. It has acid-etched rivets and paneling on the barrel. It's painting with a striking red, yellow, and green color scheme. Sports nose arts of the 352nd Fighter Group's P-47 and is finished with antique silver trim and a checkered finial.
See the checkered finial?
So, yes.
There's the checkered finial, right?
Checkered finial there.
This is really...
And then it's got like a little, what is this, the Dallas Blonde artwork on the nose here.
Which was on the nose cone of the plane,
of the plane,
I imagine.
Yes.
And this is not like limited or anything. This is going to be around
for regular, regular production, yeah.
And these just came in for us.
Literally just came in, yeah.
Very nice.
Yep.
Can I see the tube? Because they usually put artwork.
Yeah, so they're they have the 47 Thunderbolt on there, yeah.
Hey, they kind of looks like that plane.
It kind of
looks like that.
Yeah.
Another winner. Another winner.
Yeah, so if you're collecting the planes and the aeronautical ones, this is a
must-have.
Did
you say that this is part of the Metalsmith, right?
Yes, Metalsmith, yeah.
So that can go next to your Vega.
Vega? I have a Vega Sailor.
No, Amelia Earhart's Vega.
Oh.
Lockheed Vega. And then my favorite for the week.
You've been talking about this for I don't know how long.
Pencils. Pencils, Blackwing. Palomino, this is volume 200, I believe, and it's the coffee house pencil.
And I'm just gonna how does this open up?
I'm going to have to pull one out because...
They're nice.
They're nice, and the color is
they're
supposed
nice
to match
copper.
The espresso machines you find at the coffee houses.
I don't think any of my coffee houses have copper-colored espresso machines.
I think Starbucks does.
Oh, okay. Well, and then this finial here, the eraser holder matches.
Probably not a finial.
Well, it's not a finial, but
okay,
it's
we'll
whatever you
that.
Want to call it. That sounded empty.
Justin wants these.
Oh, does he?
You have
okay.
to make him a deal.
Okay.
Because he needs pencils. And I like that this becomes the pencil holder.
It's a lovely little
and
holder.
And you probably can't see.
Yeah, it's nice and durable.
And I like the noise. I don't know. I like pencils.
So, Blackwing coffee? Coffee house?
I could start collecting pencils. It's just what I need. Just what I need.
You need an eraser, though, then. Do you have a pencil sharpener?
Sharpener. You probably collect sharpeners, too.
How many bad comedians does it take to change a light bulb? One.
If I recall correctly, you were not here last week.
That's
Am I recalling that correctly?
I think so.
So you don't know what the question was for last week's contest. But
I can answer it, though.
I have tallied everything. You don't know the question. Because the question was, how many pens does Mr. Anderson own?
It was not the question. It was not the question.
Do you remember the question?
No, I don't remember the question. I don't know that I got that far in the podcast.
Do you count your pen collection? Do you count the pens in your pen collection? That was the question. What's your answer?
I recently did. Sort
all of.
Of
them?
No, I stopped.
Didn't make it to the end. I don't really.
Well, I stopped. I counted all the pens on the second floor of the house.
That's a no. Okay, I have tallied it up. This got quite a few responses.
Okay.
And most people have strong feelings one way or the other. 34% of respondents said yes to count their pens. Now, some of them have one pen. One person has one pen.
Okay.
Someone has 12 pens. So then it's easy to count.
Yes.
Pens. Even if you don't want to, you know how many. 34% said no. Now that's 34% said yes and 34% said no. The remaining 32% said no counting, but I have a rough idea, which is another way of saying no. So you add those two together and it's 66% of people
probably,
do not.
You know, it's probably a good idea you don't.
I'm going to read some comments to make that quite clear. I do want to say that three people mentioned insurance purposes, which is probably a good idea.
It depends on the policy. Yeah.
And the number of pens. And
my policy does not require me to actually provide a list.
That's a nice policy.
Yes.
Six people mentioned using a spreadsheet.
Yep.
I
had one at one point.
And Chad Herring said he uses something called Fountain Pen Companion. It's online. You can find it at fountainpencompanion.com, and it's a free to use database.
Okay.
I found it quite interesting.
You put pictures and stuff in there?
I didn't actually sign up. I just read all the facts and all that. I don't know if you can do pictures, but you'll have to check it out for yourself.
You know what I was thinking this morning?
You'd probably break the database.
Would be a really cool idea.
This is off script. Where are you going?
Yes, this is off script. But I thought about this morning, so this applies. I was thinking, how cool would it be?
It'd be so cool.
You know, you make those books. You can go and you can get those books made. You can make a book with pictures.
A picture book of your collection?
Descriptions of all your pens. And it wouldn't be terribly expensive.
They have books of pens. I've seen them. They're like coffee table books.
Yes, no, but these would be yours.
Yours, okay.
So that, you know, if you needed to, you know, if you got hit by a bus tonight, you're...
That's a good idea. Pass them out to friends.
Here, I've got all these pens. Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, that's the next question. Should Brian print a book of his pens? I have a few comments to read because some of them were enlightening. Marilyn Gardner, I'm slowly building a spreadsheet.
Okay.
I'm including a column for purchase prices, and that will be a much scarier number.
No, nope, don't do it.
That's what I thought. Don't do it. Brett Clark says, similar to my bank account, I have a general idea, but no firm numbers. Peggy Love, counting my pens would probably cause a panic attack, so no, I won't count them. I will admit to way too many, though.
Yeah.
Eric Schroeter said, I don't know how many I have. I could guess and get fairly close. What I do know is that no matter how many I have... Can you finish that sentence?
There's always one more.
I need more. Exactly. Yeah. One more page. I used to keep track of the number of my pens, but now not knowing makes it easier to buy yet another one. My obsession is less alarming when not quantified.
Yes, yes. Oh, this one, I've had this for a while.
Brian Marsh says, I have an Excel spreadsheet of my pens, so I always know how many I have, but I don't share this incriminating document.
No.
So hopefully it's password protected. Blush and Blue says, I thought I knew how many fountain pens I had, but I kept finding them in different locations. That happens to me. Probably you too, because...
Well, that's why I said I stopped at the second floor.
You try to count them, and you think you got a number, and then you walk into another room. Where did you come from?
Well,
what are you doing
here?
In
my case, how do I count all the parts pens that I have?
Those don't count. If they're just
so
for
if I
parts,
just call them parts, then they don't count?
Well, you have many pens that don't have nibs, but they're not parts pens.
Well, no.
If the purpose of the pen is to eventually, maybe one day, use a piece of it to repair something else, then that's a parts pen.
Oh.
Doesn't count.
Doesn't count.
Photog Man said, counting pen collection, are you nuts? And that was all capitalized and six exclamation points. Emily Snope, I have occasionally counted my pens, and then I immediately pushed that number out of my head. Yep. She said, out of my mind. I just paraphrased for you. The winner. We do have a winner.
Okay.
The $20 gift certificate to Anderson Pens.
Only one that admitted to knowing how many.
I'm not counted. It's Alan L. Alan L., whose comment was, I have not counted my pen collection, at least not in the past couple of years. It would take a significant effort, and I'm afraid my gluttony would cause major depression if I dared to count them. Yeah. I don't think I want to know.
I was curious. I just didn't.
I'm sure you don't want to know. Alan, thank you very much for participating. You have won the $20 gift certificate. Credit to your Anderson Pens account. Please write to me, eric@andersonpens.com, and we will take care of that. I have a new contest.
Great.
That I'm going to explain a little bit. I have recently asked you about your goat pens, greatest
yes,
of all time
yes.
pens, and you have struggled with that. And I tried explaining, because I was trying to asking you to pick five. Goat pens, greatest of all time pens. You were struggling. So I said, pretend the house is on fire and you have only time. Like you've got 5 seconds. You have to pick five pens. Which five pens are going to... And you said, you're going to go down with the house.
I'm going to pick...
And your second choice was, I'm going to throw them all out the window.
I'm going to throw them out the window, yeah. I'm going to break a hole in the backyard because then they'll land on the grass.
You're going to break a hole in the backyard.
Break a hole in the window in my office and then throw them out.
Anyway, it is very difficult to make those decisions, isn't it? So this week's contest is, if you only had time to save one pen in a disaster, which pen would you save? What is it? We want to know.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have a lot of trouble with that, but I will have an answer next week. Because you can only save one.
You're going to assume the family and the cats and the
Yes,
dogs.
Yes. Everybody is safe. You have time to save one pen. We don't even know what the disaster is. We're not saying what it is, but if it's you can only save one.
I've got a pen chest that's this big, and I could grab that.
But those are against the rules. Against the rules. You can only save one.
But if the house is on fire, I'm not going to go, oh, let me see.
The question
third is, one, 14th over.
The question is, what is your favorite pen in your collection? Is that... the most important to you?
I don't think so.
I guess because you can interpret it any way you like.
You could, what might be my favorite is not necessarily irreplaceable.
Okay.
So I might have.
Oh, so you're going to go for the irreplaceable.
The most irreplaceable.
You're going to have to answer this question next week.
Next week. All right. I thought we were going to answer it now. No.
I'll have my answer next week.
I got a week to think
Everybody
about.
Gets a week. To ponder. Mr. Anderson.
Yes.
There's a new pen on the horizon.
There is.
And you're going to tell me all about it. I like this pen.
It is a lot. The Sailor Pro Gear Knight to E4.
Knight. What kind of knight is that?
It's a chess.
A chess piece knight?
Yes.
The K-N-I-G-H-T
version. It's first in what Sailor is calling the Checkmate series. Knight to E4 is a pearlescent charcoal Pro Gear with a slight shimmer to the barrel and cap. The pen features gold-plated trim in a 21-karat solid gold nib. The top finial features an elegant exclusive design of a golden chess knight. And the section sports a beautiful gold ion-plated metal finish to match. Knight to E4 is the first ever North American exclusive with a weighted metal section, which makes it feel like a real chess piece. And bicolor solid gold 21-karat Sailor nib available on extra fine, medium broad zoom, and music. Limited to 500 pieces.
I've only seen pictures.
Yes, it looks good.
But I think it looks
great. I like
great.
The weighted section. You know, it's like the black luster has the weighted
Does
section.
It,
so,
do we have that here?
I don't know that I have one right here. Okay. But
so I'm not sure that I know. What that feels like, a weighted section.
It gives a little extra weight. Yeah, it's a little. Because sometimes the sailors are, you know, they're very light.
Yes.
So if you don't like light pens, then sometimes, you know, sailors too light.
And this
light.
Is just the section that is
That's
weight.
Just the section, that's correct.
It's a little more weight for.
But it's gold, yeah.
Ion plated.
Gold, yeah.
Gorgeous pen, in the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait till they come in. They're going to be here when?
Coming soon. Very soon, yeah.
Well, I'll be first in line. I'm still looking for an extra fine.
Extra fine? I can hold it for you.
Can you?
Yes.
Can you put rounded ends on it?
I can do whatever you want. Just take it to the buffing wheel. And zzz,
read that next line.
Thanks for joining us. Tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
You can check us out on social media as Anderson Pens. I understand there's a store in Chicago.
There is a store in Chicago. It's on the ground floor of the Palmer House Hilton. It's open 7 days a week. You're going to see Lisa there.
Is there a website?
There is, chicago.andersonpens.com.
Lisa called me just this morning to say that they're opening up the Starbucks.
Starbucks is going to be opening up soon. Yep, yeah, yep.
Yeah. So they had all the boxes and people were setting things up. Please like this video and consider subscribing to our channel. And we will see you next week. Bye.